This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved two rail projects with an estimated cost of 6,798 crore rupees to provide connectivity, facilitate ease of travel and minimize logistic costs. The first project involves the doubling of the railway line from Narkatiyaganj to Raksol, Sitamarhi and Darbhanga, as well as the Sitamarhi-Muzaffarpur section covering 256 kilometers. This project will strengthen connectivity to Nepal, northeast India and border areas, facilitating the movement of passenger trains alongside goods trains, resulting in the socio-economic growth of the region. Briefing the media in New Delhi after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the CCEA has also approved the construction of a new line between Erupalam and Namburu via Amravati, covering 57 kilometres. The projects will generate direct employment for about 106 lakh human days. The Union Cabinet has approved the setting up of a 1,000 crore rupee venture capital fund dedicated to the space sector. The deployment period of the proposed venture capital fund is planned to be up to 5 years from the actual date of start of the fund operations. The average deployment amount could be 150 to 250 crore rupees per year, depending on the investment opportunities and fund requirements. The fund is strategically designed to advance India's space sector, aligning with national priorities and fostering innovation and economic growth. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a three-day visit to India beginning today to take part in the 7th intergovernmental consultations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the intergovernmental consultations tomorrow. The two leaders will hold talks to discuss enhanced security defence cooperation and deeper economic cooperation between the two nations. They will also address the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business. The Public Accounts Committee of Parliament today postponed its meeting following a ruckus after Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri Butch, did not appear before the committee. The PAC chairman K.C. Venugopal told media in New Delhi that the panel had decided to have a suo motu subject for review of the regulatory bodies. He added that the SEBI chairperson was supposed to appear before the committee, but she informed that she is not in a position to travel to Delhi, and in view of her request, it was decided to postpone today's meeting. BJP member Ravi Shankar Prasad alleged that they were not allowed to speak during the meeting. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh has said the recently approved Bio-E3 policy will contribute to India's green transition and economic development. The Bio-E3, Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment policy is intended to foster high-performance biomanufacturing in the country. Addressing the Golden Jubilee celebration of Indo-German Science and Technology Cooperation in New Delhi today, the minister added that the country has witnessed stiff growth in the science and technology sector under his government. Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has said the government is implementing all kinds of advanced technologies like the use of artificial intelligence in the road safety ecosystem. Addressing the 12th edition of the Traffic Infratech Expo in New Delhi today, he emphasized adopting the most advanced technology in road construction. He added that the government is encouraging talented engineers to share their best practices in road construction to make the roads safer for motorists. The BJP has released the list of its candidates for the upcoming by-elections to the assembly seat in Rajasthan and 7 assembly seats in Uttar Pradesh. The party has fielded Karilal Nanoma from Chaurasi seat in Rajasthan, while Sanjeev Sharma will contest from Ghaziabad seat. Severe cyclonic storm Dana, formed over the east central Bay of Bengal, is heading towards the Odisha and West Bengal coasts. The cyclone will cross between Puri in Odisha and Sagar Island in West Bengal and is likely to make a landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra along the Odisha coast tonight. The Met Department has predicted wind speed of 100 to 120 km per hour during the cyclone's landfall. And with that, we end this news bulletin.